Kathmandu or Bust by David Napfine and Mike Yeaman. Episode 1, Dover and Out.
Explorer 1 to base. Explorer 1 to base. Are you receiving me?
What have you forgotten?
To say I love you.
Oh, ain't that nice?
And the travel documents for Turkey.
Honestly, Trigger, Pete, they're relying on you.
Kathmandu Overdrive will get them there.
I'll send them post-restaurant Avignon, if you get that far.
Bernice, keep the faith. He'll get me there.
And back. You are coming back.
Of course. Maybe they'll have forgotten about it by then.
Trigger, nobody forgets 20 grand.
We'll sort it out, Bernice.
You mean I'll sort it out while you're off poncing around the Himalayas? Which reminds me, you've left your meatloaf cassette and your shades in...
Bernice! Bernice! No, not again. Oh, when he's trash. Screwdriver. Screwdriver. Come on. I know what I need. Oi, mate! Anywhere around here I can get a bacon butty?
My friend Verlaine took a trip last year and brought back all these amazing pictures. You know, beggars living in the gutter. And I thought, yeah, I should experience all that stuff too. But now I've done the UK and I want to see the rest of Europe and do Asia while I'm over here. 15 weeks overland to Kathmandu. Can you believe it? I'm going to write a novel based on the journey.
I had that Martin Amis in the back of my cab once. He was a
There aren't going to be any creature comforts on this trip either. I don't even know if this vehicle has a comfort station.
A comfort station?
It's going to be real cramped as well. Like the brochure says, we can only take one knapsack. I've had to put the rest of my stuff in a suitcase. Lucky I'm easy to get on with. Except in the mornings, I have this metabolism thing.
Here we are, Victoria Coach Station.
This is it? Do you know where I'll find Kathmandu Overdrive?
Try inquiries. That'll be £4.90.
Here's a five. Keep the change. Oh, I hope the others aren't a bunch of creeps.
Poor bastards.
We're sorry for the delay on your journey this morning. We should be arriving at Victoria Coach Station in approximately 15 minutes.
About bloody time.
4 hours. God, I hate long journeys.
Oh, well, a 3-month drive to Nepal is the ideal quick break then, isn't it?
That's different. There'll be interesting things to look at.
More interesting than our pouting stewardess.
I was trying to attract her attention. I was hoping she'd come round with the Kit Kats again.
There'll be no lip gloss bimbo waltzing up the aisle with a chocolate assortment when we're halfway through the Gobi Desert, Cannon.
Sweaty thighs welded at 90 degrees to an old leatherette car seat for the next 3 months.
Nonsense. The potholes will keep you free and moving. Bouncy, bouncy.
Oh, don't tweak my nose like that, Petra.
The start of a great adventure. Country roads.
Take me home to the place.
Stunning sunsets. Starlit nights.
Scorpions.
Exotic foods.
Oh, did you pack the diacam?
Callum, you do want to go, don't you?
Of course. Oh, sorry. Am I operating non-positive scenarios again? Will there be any war zones?
Only our sleeping bag.
Yes, I got to Victoria safely, Mother. We leave in an hour. I'm hardly likely to change my mind now. My job's not in jeopardy. It'll still be there when I get back. Mr. Bendel said I've done him a favour with his budgeting. Oh, hang on a tick. They won't have to close Tuesday lunchtimes now, so you'll still be able to change your large print after the Bums and Tums class. Well, yaboo to Jeremy. He can't be that fond of me if he spent all of the Advent market hanging around Mandy Wainwright. It doesn't take two to run a bran tub, Mother. Tell him I send him a postcard. Yes, well, you can tell the vicar that I'm doing it as a test of faith. Resisting the temptations of Babersham isn't going to impress the Almighty. Mother, I'm going. You'll manage. Don't blackmail me. Take care. Yes, thanks for the jam. I'll write soon. Bye. Oh, Kathmandu, here I come. Bugger Babersham.
An old army truck. Oh, this can't be it.
How exciting. It's even got bullet holes.
That's rust, Petra.
But it's seen some action, though. Belfast, Kuwait.
Normandy landings.
Callum, sweetheart, if you don't want to go, just say the word. Goodbye, Petra, will do.
That's two words. Oh, and two fingers. No, but seriously, Petra, I'm with you all the way. Side by side, me and you.
Good. Now, I want to try my new camera. Put your guitar down and pose moodily against the truck.
Right.
That's right. Now smile.
I thought you wanted me to look moody.
Don't be fatuous.
I'm not. Do you want me to smile or do you want me to look...
Excuse me. Is this a Kathmandu rendezvous?
Yes.
My name's Joan. Joan Embleton.
Oh, Petra. And this is Callum.
Hi.
So, this is our transport. Where's the driver?
Forging the MOT certificate?
Ignore him, Joan. He's just missing his pipe and slippers.
Hi, people. Trigger Barnes. Your driver on the Kathmandu Overdrive. Only the three of you so far?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, is that your guitar?
Yeah.
Whoa, mega. I was in the music business. Toured with all the big bands.
The Sid Lawrence Orchestra?
Rock bands, doll. Rock bands.
Oh, we could have a jam.
Hadn't we better register?
Yeah, right. I'll just tick your names off the list. Hang on. Let's get the right fag packet.
Petra Reynolds and Callum McCluskey.
Joan Embleton. Oh, Mr. Barnes.
Oh, call me Trigger.
I just wondered, is smoking allowed on the truck?
Only cigarettes, I'm afraid, Joan, love. Well, people, this is a vehicle that will take us to Kathmandu. It's been completely refurbished. CB radio, state-of-the-art quadraphonic sound system.
Beds? Washing and cooking facilities?
Oh, yeah, them as well. The luggage goes up top, so someone give us a leg up, will you?
Well, give him a hand, Callum.
Beck! Oh, I put that big one up first, Callum.
Excuse me. Do you know where Kathmandu Overdrive are? No one on the station's heard of them.
No, that's us.
Gee, am I glad to find you. I've been wandering around this place for ages. Ellie Epstein, I'm an author. Can you help me with my gear? Here, I take these. Oh, now what's the plan? We just stand here till our vehicle shows up?
This is our vehicle.
You serious?
What's wrong with it?
This is Trigger, our driver.
Sorry, didn't see you up there.
What's with the suitcase?
I'm travelling light.
There's no room for that. The brochure says...
It can go up on top.
Oh, this isn't a luxury cruise.
I know it isn't a luxury cruise. If I'd wanted a luxury cruise, I'd have booked one. This time I want to slum it. It's research.
Cheek.
I don't care for her tone. I've saved up 2 years for this trip.
Can I have a window seat?
Yeah, I'm just leaving now. Barnes, answers to the name of Trigger, Victoria Coach Station.
Catch him before he leaves.
No sweat.
So, people, the kitty is for communal expenses.
Oh, like elephant rides.
Food, drink, entertainment.
Museums.
Yeah, museums as well. So, if you hand over all your traveller's checks, I'll put them in this envelope.
Is that secure?
Mm-hmm. When I've sealed it.
Then you'll put it in a safe, Callum.
What safe?
What if we're broken into?
I'll put a neighbourhood watch sticker on the window. Look, it can go in a glove compartment.
Trigger, if it's all the same to you, I'm going to keep my checks in my money belt with my credit cards. In fact, give me the envelope. It can go in my new bum bag till we find some safe place. My friend Verlaine gave it to me as a going-away gift. No one gets their hands near Ellie Epstein's groin without her full permission.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Ellie.
Sure is, but don't mention it.
What about the ferry tickets, Mr. Barnes?
Trigger. They're all sorted. Booked and paid for in advance. If you want, you can have your tickets now. And if you lose them, it's your own responsibility.
Thanks. Oh, I feel like a real traveller now.
We ought to think about moving.
Well, I still want to come. A bloke called Simon.
Simon, huh? How old is he?
Oh, yes. I see the trek there as part of my spiritual preparation for monastic life. And it's cheaper than flying, of course.
Is it really?
But I've still had to save very hard, you know. I've been very frugal recently. My only luxury being my cricket club membership.
You do lead an exciting life.
And I've prepared for my spiritual cleansing by cleansing my body of impurities. I haven't had cigarettes or alcohol for a year.
We apologise to customers for the rescheduled arrival time of the 8:30 London Super Sprinter. This was due to lack of hot water in the buffet.
Late again. Never mind.
What can you do? That's the thing about Buddhism. It teaches you to live in the moment.
Sodding hell! Public transport in this country is appalling.
Mr. Barnes, do the seats tip back?
Only if I break too hard. Where's this Simon got to?
Perhaps he's lost his way.
Or seen the truck.
I do hope we're going to keep the schedule, Mr. Barnes.
Hey, people, relax. With Kathmandu Overdrive, you're in safe hands in the person of me and the wife.
It's just the two of you?
Yeah. Bigamy is illegal.
You mean there's no backup?
Callum, this is an adventure.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it. Do you know, I know that itinerary off by heart by now. Day 64, leave Saudi Arabia.
Oh, I didn't know we were going to Saudi Arabia.
We're not. It's been deleted.
Oh.
Reliable sources inform me that we wouldn't enjoy it.
What sources are those?
Well, this bloke in a pub. He worked out there as a pipe fitter. I said it was hell. Completely dry. Couldn't get a drink anywhere.
But we've got those huge water containers.
Just wish this Simon had turned up.
Hey! That's some motorcycle.
Oh, I used to have a motorbike.
Yeah? A motorcycle says something about a man.
Callum had a Honda 50cc.
His leathers look extremely tight.
Oh! He's coming this way! Oh, Simon! It's Simon!
With a Suzuki 750 as hand luggage.
White people, Kathmandu it is!
But what about Simon?
We'll have to catch us up at Dover.
Trigger, I think that motorcyclist wanted to speak to you.
What motorcyclist?
The one you just nearly knocked over.
Stop! It's me! It's me! Simon!
Think, Simon? Calm. Calm.
Taxi! Taxi!
Where to, mate?
Follow that truck.
Oh, I've waited years to hear that. Where's it going?
Kathmandu.
What's the problem?
He drove off. Well, I'll get him before Dover. No worries.
All I'm saying is...
Bit of a handful, is she, Callum?
Like two bags of shopping. Oh, I got hot pit, huh?
I think I'll make a start on my book.
Everybody happy back there?
What is it, a travel book?
It's a work of fiction.
Or like the brochure.
It's a romantic thriller, based upon the trip and the characters I meet.
I'd love to be in a book.
Yes, you could do with a spine.
Abilene Pickford, beautiful and sensitive Harvard Law School graduate, joins an overland trek to Kathmandu. She is popular and easygoing. She needs to forget Brad the diplomat who broke her heart.
Then why did he drive off when the motorcyclist showed up? And we should have waited for Simon.
There could be an innocent explanation.
Such as?
Look, this isn't Ellie's thriller.
If we're going to be in it, I have to get Mr. Bendel to order it for the library. You know, I wish I had a creative talent.
Mm. I'm going to do a photo journal of the trip to go with my diary.
What are you going to do, Callum?
Sulk.
Are you going to play your guitar?
He's better at sulking.
That motorcyclist nearly hit a taxi.
What motorcyclist?
The one that's been behind us since Victoria.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Oh, we've got a fourth gear.
Hang on. Why are we turning off?
Oh, no, a quick way.
Isn't the motorway the quick way?
Well, traffic's going to get bad.
I suppose we know best.
What makes you say that?
Does Adeline fall in love with the driver? Casper? Character notes for Casper, rugged, enigmatic. His brusque, almost surly exterior hides a deep aesthetic sensibility.
Fly! You got me on my knees!
It was during the fourth test against Australia, I was suddenly overcome by a spiritual feeling that changed my life. Have you ever been to Lourdes?
No, I'm a Methodist. Mind if I smoke?
I've given up, so I'd prefer it if you... No.
Oh, that's better. You were staying?
Yeah. I'm joining a Buddhist monastery, you know. My friends are devastated.
I can imagine.
I've given a lot of things up. Meat, cigarettes, alcohol... No more wild nights.
Well, as long as we know how to enjoy ourselves. That Yank woman I was telling you about said she was going to write a book. Damn, she found the time, never stopped gassing. I pity you if she's with your lot.
We should have caught up with that truck by now. This is costing me a fortune. Do you mind if I chant?
Oh, feel free. Which team do you support?
Shudding. Shudding, shudding, shudding.
I'll be busy with my book most of the time. You won't hear a peep out of me for days on end.
Do you have to find...
Once I get creative, there's no stopping me. and I've got a feeling about this book.
Is this going to...
You know, I majored in creative writing. It was there that I learned the most important skill a writer can have. And that's listening to other people. Silent observation or sensitive awareness. You know, I got straight A's in that class. Neato.
Have you written many books?
Sorry, honey. I didn't catch that. I was adjusting my Walkman.
Oh, don't play that now, Callum.
I just picked it up.
Oh, how did it...
The Quo, White Snake, Black Sabbath, Venom, Def Leppard, UB40, you name them, I've toured with them. You into rock music?
I took my mother to see James Last.
Well, I turned the tour down with him. Terrible drug problem.
James Last?
Yeah, he won't allow him.
I don't believe it. Stupid.
I punched it already.
You were driving too fast, honey.
Typical. Wrong type of gravel.
Callum, get out and give him a hand.
Why should I? He's kicking the tyres.
So he's a trained mechanic.
We all have to muck in together.
Well, you get out and muck in. I'll start mucking in if this trip gets underway.
It is underway.
I haven't paid 900 quid to view the country lanes of Kent. I'll do my share once we're on foreign soil, if it's the right kind of soil, that is.
I'm getting out anyway. See some of your English countryside.
I think I'll join you.
Me too. Just sit there and sulk, Callum.
D-A-V-O-R-C.
English countryside. I can just imagine Tessa de Burville's walking round that corner any second.
Oh, you know Hardy?
Yeah. We share the same publisher.
Trigger, do you need some assistance?
I need the spare, babe. But it's too heavy for you.
I'll get Callum to give us a hand.
You keep a watch for motorbikes.
What motorbikes?
Tractors, then. Anything.
Doesn't the jack go the other way up?
Put that guitar down, Callum, and get me my new camera.
What for? It's only Kent.
It happens to be the Garden of England. Besides, I want a picture of Trigger changing the wheel. Our first mishap.
No time for photos, doll. Take one on the ferry when we've ordered a few bevvies.
The rear offside looks a bit worn as well.
The tyres are fine. It's the chippings. They're too big. Too sharp.
What are the roads like in India, then?
Never been? Not for ages.
I'll take a photo of you, Petra, with the man in your life.
Who, Callum?
You two not steady?
Yeah, but... Oh, you know how it is. College romance. First big affair.
But now it's the real world, huh?
Yeah, something like that. He seemed so independent in the first year, with his moped and his own kettle.
Look, I don't want to worry you.
But?
Trigger's never been to India.
Neither have we.
Yes, but Trigger's driving.
That's a very loose description, honey.
Dover Docks. Feel better now?
Much better, thanks.
That's 57 quid, mate.
Bloody hell! That's my entire budget for a month in Pakistan.
And mine for half an hour in Sainsbury's. Cheers, mate.
Look, I don't suppose I could scrounge a fag, could I?
Here we are, people. Safe and sound.
Oh, what now? Wait for Simon?
I'll liaise with base. He may have rung through.
All right, old Trigger. We'll just wait here while you phone the missus.
I wonder why he never takes his baseball cap off.
Perhaps he's going bald.
So are the tyres, but that doesn't seem to bother him.
Listen, I need to find the restroom. I'm going to wander across to the terminal.
Ellie, I think we should all check in together.
It's no problem. I'll grab us a place in the check-in line. I'll catch you over there.
Oh, she's very headstrong, isn't she?
I'm sorry, sir. There's no ferry ticket been left for you. You'll have to buy another one. Single?
Recently separated, actually. Not that it's any of your business.
Are you returning?
She's the one that walked up.
I meant, are you coming back to Britain?
Not in this life.
That'll be £27, sir. And if you don't mind...
What now?
No smoking in the terminal.
Still no, Simon?
No.
Oh.
Well?
Well, what?
Did you liaise with base?
Sort of. I've got the answer phone.
In office hours?
It's Tuesdays. She goes to aerobics.
What an organisation.
Nice of you to say so, Callum. Yeah, I think I'll just check the travel documents while we wait.
That man...
Callum, stop worrying. Everything will be fine.
Trigger was telling me he used to be a roadie. He's travelled abroad before.
Oh. You see? He knows what he's doing.
Oh, where the hell... Must be here.
Trigger, Ellie went to get a place in the queue. Shall we join her?
We'll check in together. I've still got some papers to sort out.
Shall I fetch Ellie back?
Now let her go on. All the way.
Have you lost something, Trigger?
I know. I'm just organising the files.
Oh, well, look who's joined us.
Those leathers are very tight, you know.
Is Mr. Barnes here?
Trigger, you're wanted.
Who wants me?
You, Trigger Barnes.
Oh, no. Look, listen, I'll pay.
Save us bothering your missus.
Leave Bernice out of it. Look, I am coming back.
You haven't gone anywhere yet.
I'll pay in instalments.
Oh, in one go, mate.
£20,000?
No, just sign for a package.
Package?
This one, your wife sent it.
Gotcha. Bernice, your beautiful doll. I thought you were someone else.
I would never have guessed, Trigger.
Your passport. Says you left it on the settee. Also, travel documents for Turkey and Pakistan. Cassettes and a pair of shades. All there? Right, sign it. Cash or check?
Oh, you best invoice the office. Keep the books straight.
Ha, fair douche. Have a good trip. I like the truck.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Ooh, well, you look relieved, Trigger.
Sure am. These shades were given to me by Bon Jovi.
Who do you owe £20,000 to, Trigger?
I lent £20,000 off no one.
I borrowed £20,000 off no one.
It's none of our business, Callum.
I think it is our business. Trigger was scared. He mentioned £20,000, not the courier.
I'm sure it's nothing for us to worry about, Callum.
Oh, you're right. What with a tin pot, two-idiot organisation, a derelict truck and an incompetent, insensitive driver whose ponytail and beer gut are the only things that distinguish him from a baboon, £20,000 is nothing to worry about.
Callum!
Something bothering you, mate.
Can we just get on the ferry? We're going to miss it.
I am not going anywhere until I am assured of a few things. For all we know, Trigger is an underworld crack dealer on the run from the mob, the police, the...
What exactly are you trying to say, Callum?
Joan, you're an intelligent woman. What do you think?
That I'm not going to fit all this on the one postcard.
Look, Callum, grow up.
Grow up! Grow up! Right, that's it.
What are you doing?
I'm getting my rucksack and I'm going home.
Oh, here we go again.
I want my money back.
Your money? Have
I do hope this is not going to set the tone for the rest of the trip.
I want my money back, Trigger.
No probs. Less 80% non-returnable. Sort it out with Bernice.
Eh?
My overheads are the same. I've got an empty place now.
Two of you include Simon.
I had people queuing up to book this trip.
What sort of people could be so stupid?
Our sort, Callum.
Petra, I am going home. If you don't want to come with me, we're through.
Again?
I mean it. It's an ultimatum.
Oh, well, it looks like I'm off to Nepal, then.
It's make your mind up time.
Goodbye, Petra.
Goodbye, Callum.
I'll send your yuck around to your mother's.
It hasn't come back since last time.
Hooey! Hooey! Here you guys! Up here! On deck!
Would you mind not shoving...
I'm trying to attract some friends.
There's a disco on C deck for that sort of thing.
Are you being deported?
I am merely B.
Oh, we're leaving! We're leaving! Oh,
on time, too.
Oh, shit! They're not on board. Oh, what am I going to do?
Take a deep breath. In. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4.
Are you pregnant?
No, I am a Buddhist. I have learnt to live in the moment.
Well, live in someone else's moment, not mine. Petra! Callum! Here!
Key, I'll come.
when we get arrested, imprisoned, when the truck breaks down in the middle of the desert, when we've been robbed and we're starving and broke, don't say I didn't warn you.
Do you think that will happen, Callum?
Of course it won't.
But if it did,
I'd have some great stories to tell at Babisham. Oh, my God, the ferry's leaving. Where's Ellie?
There she is, on the ferry, top deck, jumping up and down on the lifeboat.
Ellie! Wait for us on the other side!
Oh, good thinking, Petra. She might have tried to swim back otherwise.
Behind schedule already.
Oh, well, we're at the front of the queue for the next one.
That's no consolation, Trigger. We're not even through day one and already the schedule's gone to pot. One person's gone on ahead and another hasn't even turned up yet.
Relax, doll. It's a holiday.
Is it? I'm beginning to think that Callum's right.
We're going to Kathmandu. That's the theory, anyway.
Kathmandu?
It's a town in Pakistan.
Nepal?
Wherever. Six of us in a truck, except one didn't turn up. Hell, I'm easygoing, but the others... Wow! Dull or what? Sure hope this Simon guy turns up.
I'm here.
Nice try, honey, but you aren't the man of my dreams.
I'm Simon. We're going to Kathmandu together.
I'd rather go to hell and back, via Nebraska.
I think I prefer Callum playing.
The words choke me, but I'm forced to agree.
Oh, yeah.
No, no.
We should use this time to discuss how we're going to work the kitty system.
Well, we could do it in a bar over a few bevvies, eh?
Have you worked out a cash flow, daily budget and contingency plans, Trigger?
I will sort it out in a bar.
No, Trigger, we'll discuss it before anyone goes to the bar.
Oi, who's running this trip?
We could discuss that as well.
Look, people, what say we take £5 each out of the kitty and discuss it over some lunch? Be civilised about it.
Actually, it's not a bad idea. I'm starving.
So am I. What do you say, Callum?
A terrific idea. Apart from one minor detail.
Oh, here we go again. Another complaint.
Ellie's got a kitty.
Oh, what? Oh. We should never have trusted her.
Well, surely we've all got enough cash till we catch up with her.
Yeah, except the ferry ticket for me and the truck were in the kitty envelope.
Oh, no!
In episode 1 of Kathmandu or Bust, Petra was played by Michelle Chadwick, Joan by Sarah Crowden, Simon by David Haig, Callum by Forbes Masson, Trigger by Richard Ridings, and Ellie by Lolly Susie. The biker was played by David Antrobus, the taxi driver by Oliver Senton, and Bernice by Natasha Pine. Kathmandu or Bust was written by David Knapfine and Mike Yeaman, and produced by Lissa Evans.
Right, after we've bought the tickets for Trigger and the truck, there's a grand surplus of £1.76.
We could get some crisps, different flavours.
If we can get some scones, I've got some jam in my bag.
I could kill a kebab.
You'll have to wait till Turkey.
Can you get kebabs in Turkey?
Oh.